Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Monday, baby. Monday is the day. Hard to believe, right? The inauguration of Donald Trump is going to be on Monday. This time when I come on the air on Monday, we'll have a new president. Can't come here soon enough. Feeling good about things. And totally disagree with the Supreme Court. But hey, what are you going to do? I have some ideas. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, is going to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And maybe Trump will pardon him from Biden's corrupt, weaponized justice system. He should, because obviously Eric Adams is a guy who was targeted by the administration because he spoke out on the fact that New York City was getting sent 10,000 legal immigrants a day. Well, look, Eric Adams made his own bed by being a Democrat and being an advocate for sanctuary cities. But it was only after he spoke out about that that the Justice Department came after him for allegations that were there before he was even mayor. I mean, clearly it was retribution. Clearly it was political retribution for opening his mouth and speaking out against the guy. TikTok. The Supreme Court today upheld the ability of Congress to block the ownership of TikTok by China. Donald Trump has said he wants TikTok. He wants to keep TikTok. He says he has a very special place in his heart for TikTok because he won the youth vote. And that's because so many young people are on TikTok and get their news and their political information from TikTok. Something's going to get worked out here. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Somebody's going to wind up buying it. Already, even today, Kevin Leary from Shark Tank was on Fox News and he was saying there's a $20 billion offer on the table to buy TikTok. I still think this sets a horrible precedent. And, you know, I think that for a lot of people who are cheering on this, the only question is, what are you going to do about the next app that's owned by China in the App Store, like the one that's owned by China in the App Store that is currently the number one app in the App Store? You're just going to keep banning apps that has a connection to China? Because if you do, another one's going to pop up. And I'm telling you right now, the young people are going to flock to that because it's going to be the cool thing, the rebellious thing to do. That's what's going to happen. That's the way the youths are. You remember when you were young? I mean, we're all young, but, you know. You remember what it was like. They told you you can't do something. You want to do it. You know, rebel without a cause, baby. If they tell you you can't. It's like for kids today, they don't use Facebook. They don't use Meta. By the way, we are streaming on YouTube. I'm not going to be on there today, though. Today I had a rough day with the pain in my foot was just brutal. And I haven't showered. I can't shower because of the stupid pick line. I need to get a better dressing for it. And so I had to take a nap. And so anyway, this is I was just happy to be back on the air this week after the staph infection recovery. But I have a follow up with the doctor on Tuesday. And today was just a rough day. So, you know, the guy said you're going to have good days and bad days. And anyway, today was a bad day. So we'll be on YouTube for the purposes of you chit-chatting. And Kirk, if you could throw up a headshot of me, that would be great. And you throw up a little fancy headshot, and then we'll keep the chit-chat open. And then, you know, we'll read some comments. We'll show all the clips to you on YouTube. You just won't see my face other than the beautiful headshot, which, by the way, was done by my friend Debbie Troy, who did a fantastic job on it. But she also took Brian Dawkins' picture. So, you know, be Dawk and me. Anyway, and so she was able to get all the red out, which is nice, and clean me up and make me look semi-attractive. I mean, not attractive, but, you know, semi-attractive anyway. So I'm grateful for that. So anyway, that's how we're going to do the show this afternoon. And I apologize for that, but it's just, it is what it is. You know, you have good days and bad days when you're recovering from something like this. And the most important thing for me was just to be on the air. So, you know, this is a radio show first and foremost. And it will be a radio show today in every sense of the word, with a streaming also viewing option for all the wonderful clips we have, plus whatever else we get. And the Justin cam is working, so we can always go to our lovely producer Justin, and we're going to roll like that, baby. All right, so we're going to take you know, to look at all your comments throughout the show like we always do and read them, and that's how we're going to do things. Okay, so let's begin, though, and we'll begin the show with this. Starting on Monday, Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States of America. Now, this is great. He's going to bring with him a team of disruptors who are going to disrupt the executive branch of government, disrupt Washington, and do it in a very forceful and meaningful way. And his cabinet appointees are going to get through as well. And his team of disruptors who are going to help him disrupt the executive branch of government, they are going to get in as well. And they're going to get in there and do the work that has to be done. And there's a lot that has to be done. There are people right now who are playing Monday morning quarterback, like Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas. I've got a clip for you that I'll play of Mayorkas, essentially now acting like he was the victim in all this, that other people didn't want the border to be secure. And Mayorkas was just kind of along for the ride. Kristi Noem today, before the Senate on Capitol Hill, as the incoming Department of Homeland Security secretary, and it's very obvious she's going to get confirmed. It was kind of a boring hearing, honestly. When the TikTok ruling came out by the Supreme Court, they cut away from it and they brought on, and they wound up talking mostly about that because her hearing was pretty boring, which is a good thing. I mean, it's fine. We had enough fireworks with Pete Hegseth and all the crazy people like Mazie Hirono accusing him of being drinking, and then stupid comments that were thrown towards Pam Bondi about, I guess, she ever, I don't know, photocopied herself on at the Christmas party with a guy or whatever stupid things Mazie Hirono was suggesting. Now, there were idiotic comments said today. Richard Blumenthal, and thank you, girl, Chris. Yes, the dumbest senator on the mainland of the United States of America, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, had a real gem for Kristi Noem. But she'll get in. I don't think that's a layup. Now, there's rumors that they're going to filibuster Hegseth. Now, I don't know if they will or not, but I'll tell you this. I had a conversation with a friend of mine today, and I said, let's assume that Hegseth doesn't get in. I think he will, but let's assume, like, worst case argument, he doesn't get in. And my friend said, well, I'm sure, knowing Trump, he'll still find a place for him because he doesn't like to lose. It's not like Pete Hegseth's going to go back to Fox News. Not that that would be a bad thing for him. I mean, it's a great place to be. But Trump's not going to lose that easily. So he'll find a way to stick it to Democrats, or he'll find a way to do an end run on them if they try to filibuster Hegseth. They'll find a way, even if they got to go into recess for 5 minutes to get him in there. They'll figure out a way to get Hegseth in. Trump's not going to lose to these idiots, and nor should he, because if they block him, it's not because he's not qualified for the job. If they block him, it's not because he is somebody who is a traitor to the United States of America. I mean, the bar the Senate is supposed to reach in advising consent is not because they don't like the person. The idea behind it is the idea that, well, the Senate has advise and consent powers because the states wanted to ensure that the president was not going to have somebody in there that would essentially not respect the states and not respect the right of the states as truly being in control of the government. And so that's why the advise and consent procedure is there. But remember, at the time The states sent their two senators to Washington to represent the interests of the state. This was before we had the 17th Amendment, and grandstanding jackass senators who would stand up there and pontificate for the purposes of just running for president. Long before that, obviously. And I still remember when Barry Goldwater said that cameras in the Senate would ruin the Senate because everybody would start grandstanding, and he was right about that. But obviously, we like the transparency of all this. But the idea of advising consent was not because, well, we think that this guy, there might be alleged allegations that he might have drank too much at the office Christmas party. And the reality is they don't like Pete Hegseth because Pete Hegseth represents the Warriors. Just like Jack Carr said on the show yesterday, just like Ryan Mannion said on the show earlier this week, Pete Hegseth represents the Warriors. The Democrat Party, being the party of the war industrial complex, being the party of the war machine, they represent the warmongers. They do. They represent the warmongers. And the warmongers don't like this guy. They want somebody who they can control. They want somebody who, like as usual, is somebody who's going to wind up doing the bidding of the military-industrial complex, keep America in perpetual wars, keep America engaged in this interventionist mindset that America has been in for a very, very long time. That's not who Pete Hegseth is, and that's why they don't like him. He's also somebody who's going to be loyal to the commander-in-chief, and they don't like that either. So they make up these fantasy scenarios whereby Trump's going to order the military to start mowing down civilians in the streets, and Pete Hegseth, as the defense secretary, is going to say okay and go along with that. So Pete Hegseth goes out there and says he's going to serve the commander in chief, which is why you have a secretary of defense. Remember, the Constitution doesn't have a president and also the secretary of defense as commander in chief. It's the president. The position of secretary of defense created to help the president fulfill his duties as commander in chief. But it's not a co-presidency. And the secretary of defense is there to take the orders of the president. The Secretary of Defense doesn't want to take orders from the president, and the Secretary of Defense needs to step aside. Obviously, if the president is giving an unlawful order, that's different. But in the 4 years Donald Trump was president, he never did. Now, there's lies that were told about him, that he ordered the military to kill people and whatever other stupid fantasies the left has conjured up. Obviously, that was never the case, and it's not going to be the case now. But they don't like the fact that Pete Hegseth is going to go in there and give the president the honest assessment of things and not try to paint for him a rosy picture of, say, Ukraine's ability to win the war so that we can keep the war in Ukraine going for 4 years, four more years. And that's truly what it comes down to. All the lobbyists of the big weapons contractors, they're all right now working tirelessly behind the clock to try to get in the ear of the senators on a playbook for how they can stop Hegseth. Or they can find a way to neuter him so that they can try to get somebody who will in there who will actually really be the one to be able to convince the president different things so that the president of the United States of America will do the bidding of the war complex, the war machine, and then the president can keep all these wars going in perpetuity. And you know as well as I do that that's what this really is about. By the way, in Ohio, they named somebody to take over the seat for J.D. Vance, who, of course, will become the Vice President of the United States of America on Monday. There were some rumors about who it was going to be, but Mike DeWine has picked this guy, Husted, who is the lieutenant governor, and that's who is now going to become the senator. There's also rumors that Vivek Ramaswamy is going to wind up running for the seat since he was passed over for the seat by Mike DeWine. I'm not a fan of Mike DeWine for a lot of different reasons, and we'll have to see how this works out. But we'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. Rand Paul has said that the TikTok ban is a violation of the First Amendment, and he's exactly right about that point. And Trump has said he has a warm spot in his heart about TikTok when he was asked about the ban earlier this week. I think that come Monday, when Trump becomes president, they're going to work out a deal here. There is a provision in the law to extend when TikTok has to be shut down if there seems like there's going to be a buyer on the table. And there obviously does seem like there's going to be buyers on the table. I mean, Elon Musk's name has been rumored. You know, I personally would love it if Jeff Yass buys it. I mean, Jeff is the richest guy in Pennsylvania. He's got the money. Smart guy, libertarian-minded guy. Be great for him to buy it. But we'll see what happens. I just know that there are definitely buyers on the table who are more than willing to step up and purchase TikTok. But I'm telling you, this is never going to solve the problem. This will not solve the problem Because the minute that TikTok becomes uncool, the minute that it seems like this is now no longer the rebellious app, then that's when it's going to stop being what young people are using. And they'll go find the app that they're not supposed to be using. And they're a whole lot smarter than we are when it comes to this stuff. You know what I mean? This is like the equivalent of us trying to set the lights on the VCR. And they're well ahead of us. And so before you know it, there's going to have to be another bill dropped in Congress to force the sale of the next app that's in the App Store that's owned by a China-based company. And then another one will spring up after that. And then we're going to keep playing this game here. And what will happen is that people like Mark Zuckerberg, who have a lot of influence, and their lobbyists are going to go on Capitol Hill and convince members of Congress to force the sale of that app. And this is ultimately going to become this game. But why is all this happening? It's all happening because ultimately they want all these apps to be housed domestically so that at some point they can regulate all of them. That's really what it comes down to. As Jake Auchincloss, that Democrat member of Congress from Massachusetts, has said, and he said the quiet part out loud several times. You know, he has said the quiet part out loud on this several times in the past. But let's talk about Kristi Noem for a moment. They kept bringing up the northern border today. It's kind of funny. I mean, the Democrats are trying to get everybody to stop thinking about the southern border, so they keep bringing up the northern border. I'm not suggesting that the northern border is not a concern. Obviously, the entire border is a concern, all of it. But it's just kind of funny listening to them be like, well, what are you doing about the northern border? You know, all those Canadians who are fleeing into the country. And I get it. Yes, technically speaking, there are parts of the northern border where you can literally walk into the United States of America. I get it. But what you don't have is the caravans of people coming in every single day. Like, there's not 10,000 people a day coming in over the Canadian border. If there was, you would see it as they were storming onto the border in Vermont. There's a library, I think, in Vermont where you can – it's literally like half's in America, half's in Canada. So you're browsing in the nonfiction section. I think you're in Canada and you go to the fiction section. You're in the U.S. or whatever it is. I mean, if there were caravans of people coming in every day over the Canadian border, we would notice. You know what I mean? Like, we would notice that and we'd be like, wow, this is a thing. But it happens every day at the southern border. Caravans of people, 10,000 a day, maybe more, every single day at the southern border. But listening to some of these Democrats today talking about this, and it was kind of funny. You know, it was kind of funny. But here's Kristi Noem today talking about the borders and talking about what her top priority will be. Cut number three. Cut three.
I think Matt might have.
Sorry, I'm having an issue here. Give me one second to sort.
Do we not have that for the video stream?
We should have a video of it, yeah.
Do we have a Kirk? All right, do we have any Kristi Noem for the video stream that we can play right now? What do we got? You got something for me? All right, play something. Play anything. Get me anywhere.
All right, I think I fixed the audio issue. Let's try this. A video, right. I don't know.
Well, do we have... Well, Kirk, what do we have for video? Talk to me. Say something in your microphone. I hate dead air. Give me something. Talk to me. Somebody say something.
Well, Kirk's in a different studio, as far as I know, so he actually may not have the ability to speak to you directly.
All right, I see Kristi Noem on the video. I just can't hear Kristi Noem. I see her lovely face, but maybe we can hear her. Can we hear her?
I'm still having the same audio issue. Hang on.
What year is this that we still have all these audio issues? I mean, at some point, can we fix this? At some point.
Can we hear this?
Nope.
No, I still got nothing.
I got nothing. I mean, as much as her lovely lips are worth reading, and they are quite lovely and clearly injected with something, I don't know what, but they are very, I don't know what the word for it is, puffy, but I don't know.
I've got the
just saying.
Right.
Do we, what do we got?
Now. I got the audio loaded.
My goal and my...
There we go. Look at that. All right, go ahead.
All right.
My goal and my mission is to build trust. We will undertake a large job and a large duty that we have to fulfill, that the American people expect us to do, by securing our border, to make sure that our nation is a nation with borders, or we're no nation at all, and that we are making sure that those criminal actors that are perpetuating violence in our communities and in our cities and towns and states are removed from this country, that there's consequences for breaking the law in our country again. There has to be consequences, because when Americans break the law, there's consequences. And why would we ever allow someone to come in from another country and not allow them and not have consequences, or allow them to continue to go forward and to commit rape and murders and break other laws that endanger our society? So we've had over 13,000 murders that are loose in this country that have come over that border. We've had almost 16,000 rapists and sexual assault perpetuators that are loose in this country right now. 425,000 plus people have criminal convictions that are here illegally in this country that our current administration is doing nothing to round them up and get them out of our country. We will be doing that immediately, and that will be the priority. And that is one of the reasons that today the American people have lost their trust. President Trump will build it back and know that their federal government is accountable to them and is working to put America first again.
I think it makes sense. Oh, another thing she has to deal with is the Secret Service. That came up today during the hearing as well. That's got to be reformed. But I would like to see it go back to the Treasury Department, just because it's kind of cool anyway. But DHS, and this is something that Rand Paul alluded to as well, you know, the Department of Homeland Security has been, first of all, it's a massive, massive agency. And remember something, DHS also has been sending their goons to go and intimidate journalists. And Rand Paul asked her about that today, and she said, "Senator, I promise you that's going to end. That is going to end. Don't worry about it. That's not going to be a thing anymore." But part of the reason why I know Kristi Noem is just going to be a layup is that John Thune, who's a Senate Majority Leader, was there today to introduce Kristi Noem before the Judiciary Committee. So basically, it goes like this: Thune is the man calling the shots. The whole thing's a layup, and you can't even. It's sort of boring to even have the conversation about Kristi Noem, because she's definitely going to get in there. There will be some no votes against her, obviously, because Democrats are going to Democrat. But Noem and Rubio are slam dunks. I'm not worried about them. I have my worries about Pete Hegseth. Then I have my worries about Tulsi Gabbard. Actually, I'm really worried about Tulsi Gabbard. That's the one I'm losing sleep over. But beyond that, Bondi's going to get in. Bondi will be, there'll be a lot of no votes against her, for the only reason that Democrats hate the fact that there's going to be somebody who's going to go in there and try to actually end the weaponization of the Justice Department, because Democrats love the weaponization of justice. They love the weaponization of the Department of Justice, because it enables them to intimidate people and keep people in line. They love that. They love censorship. They love weaponization. They love all of these things. Please. All right, that's the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Big show for you today. We're just getting warmed up, kids. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Yeah, baby, Friday. Got that Friday feeling. Doesn't it feel great? Absolutely. By the way, Chris Coons from Delaware says even he's open to voting yes on Pam Bondi. Good. She's qualified for the job. She's smart as hell. And she wants to end the weaponization of government. So why wouldn't you be open to voting for Pam Bondi is my question. Why wouldn't you be open? That's my question. All right. Christy Noem also, I know there's a lot of comments about her shooting the dogs. Yeah, well, look, I mean... All I can say to that is I guess it's better than eating them. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Trump likes her and, you know, the dog thing. It killed her chances of being VP. So if you are a dog lover and you feel like her killing the puppy was just totally out of the realm, just remember this. She was a leading contender for the vice presidency until that happened. And then it was whoosh, right off the front pages. So she'll be the DHS secretary and... I don't know. I mean, not exactly like, I don't know. I mean, that dog thing killed her politically. It absolutely did. Before that whole thing happened, I was convinced that she was going to be Trump's pick for VP. I really was. She was definitely in the top three shortlist. No question about it. And when that happened, when that came out, there was the way that she tried to double down on it. And then she said she didn't read the book. And I mean, the whole thing was a PR disaster. It was a crisis communications disaster handled so poorly. And then, you know, on top of that, the rumors about her and Lewandowski. And look, I don't put any faith in rumors. Rumors are stupid and nonsense. And I don't think anybody should ever, ever have to be subjected to rumors. And people who spread them who are adults that don't have evidence are scum of the earth, in my opinion. They really are. Family-destroying scums of the earth. And there never was any actual evidence of her and Corey. But regardless, I mean, that was a negative story. And that wasn't going to stop her. Because certainly Trump's not going to be somebody who's going to let rumors like that stand in the way. And there never was any evidence of her and Corey Lewandowski having an affair. There was just, you know, the media writing these horrible stories and petty, childish adults spreading horrible rumors. And like I said, they're horrible people to do that. But then the dog thing came out and it was like, all right, you know, we got over the negative press of that, which was unfair and unfounded. And you shouldn't have had to been put through that. And your family should not have been put through that. But then, you know, this dog thing comes out and then you admit to killing the guy, the puppy. And then the whole thing was just handled so poorly. And why it was put in the book in the first place was stupid. And it was just, and I was such a fan of Christy Noem. I am a fan of Christy Noem. I am. I like her. I think she's been an incredibly strong governor. I don't like everything she's done. I think she botched the transgender thing years ago. But her commercials for bringing business to South Dakota were really effective and strong. She's been a good advocate for her state. She's overall been a very good governor. She was a strong, tireless advocate for Donald Trump. She deserves to be in the cabinet. She really does. She's earned a right to be there. And as a governor, she's had to manage a very, not a big state, but, you know, a complex state that has a lot going on in terms of energy and in terms of infrastructure that will all be relevant to her job in this Homeland Security. And I think she'll do a good job. There'll be a lot of people around to help her. She'll be helpful to President Trump. And she's a small minded government person, which again is something that appeals to me. I think DHS is out of control. I mean, it's a massive, massive agency. I think that TSA is out of control. I think that we can all agree that TSA is an agency that needs to be drastically reformed. So having somebody who's a small government minded person from a philosophical perspective is very important to me. So for that reason, I think I'm happy with it. You know, beyond anything else, I mean, for me personally, what I like is give me your foundational philosophy of how a person thinks and views the world. And if a person thinks and views the world in a way that says, I believe government should be limited, and I believe that government should not be able to exercise the kind of power over its citizens that we have seen, and Department of Homeland Security has obviously played a huge role in that all these years, then sign me up for that person. Sign me up, because I think that's what we need. That's what we need in somebody who's going to run the Department of Homeland Security, which is an agency that absolutely needs that kind of reform and that kind of leadership. Because let's face it, Mayorkas has been an absolute disaster, and not just a disaster in allowing the border to be open, but a disaster in allowing his agency to be another part of the weaponization of government. I mean, yeah, DOJ gets all the attention, but it's not like Homeland Security has not been part of that. It absolutely has. Diane points out that I can shower with a pick line. Yes, Diane, thank you, and I appreciate that. I know I can. I didn't have a chance to wrap it today because I wound up taking a huge rest. I was just wiped out. These antibiotics are killer, man. They're brutal. So I didn't have a chance to wrap it, and then I got to wrap the leg and the pick line. It's a whole to-do. It's a whole big thing. So I just said, you know what, the hell with it. We're just not doing the YouTube today. We're going to have the YouTube up for the chat and for the video clips if we can actually figure out how to play them. No offense, you know, play them with audio so people have to lip sync like it's some sort of silent movie in the year 1914. So have we fixed that issue, DeSantis, or what? Or do people have to rip lead like it's an Orson Welles? Actually, I think Orson Welles had talking movies. Like it's a talkie from the 19-teens.
Well, I can't speak to video, but I know the audio issue is resolved. I had a mixer meltdown, but I fixed it. It's fine now. And I assume the audio, or sorry, the video component is fine as well.
All right. Then let's try, Kirk. I never thought it was your fault. I always thought it was DeSantis' fault. So when I say that, it was directed at him, not you anyway. Don't worry about it. Completely directed at him, not you. All right. Here's Kristi Noem talking about the southern border with Senator Josh Hawley. Cut number four.
Let me just ask you something. I repeatedly asked your predecessor when he sat where you're sitting whether the southern border was secure. And he repeatedly told me under oath, it is secure, Senator. And he repeatedly said under oath, our policies are working, Senator, meaning the Biden administration policies that, of course, gave us this devastating open border. So let me just ask you, is the southern border secure as we find it today?
Senator, no, the southern border is not secure today, but in just 3 days, we will have a new president in this country, President Donald J. Trump, and he will secure our border.
Good. Very nice. He also said that on day one, she's going to shut down the CBP app. This is a dumb app that they have, the CBP app, which essentially gives illegal immigrants the ability to get around. He called it a concierge app for illegal immigrants. I thought that was hysterical. And that app is going to be shut down on day number one, which is great. So good. Excellent that'll happen. And I'm really glad about that, too, because it's a dumb thing to give illegal immigrants the ability to figure out, you know, how to basically evade the authorities. Richard Blumenthal being the biggest idiot senator on the United States mainland. He represents Connecticut. Mazie Hirono being the dumbest senator not on the mainland, as she represents Hawaii. It's kind of a tie in terms of who is the bigger idiot. So I'll say this is kind of like homecoming king and homecoming queen, the two of them together. Wonder Twin Powers Activate form of just a giant dumbass when you combine Blumenthal and Mazie Hirono. But here's Blumenthal with Kristi Noem. He's alarmed by this, the missing children, etc., etc. Cut number five.
The kids who were victims of this policy and who still are not big back with their parents. I hope that you will support that kind of effort.
Senator, the Trump administration never had a family separation policy. They had a zero tolerance policy, which said that our laws would be followed. What I'm alarmed by is the over 300,000 children that went missing during the Biden administration. And when we talk about children and what they're potentially facing as far as victimization in this country and the trafficking that's going on, this administration's lack of desire to find out where those children are or what they may be going through is alarming to me. So I want to stop that.
Because my time is expiring, I'm just going to interrupt again with apologies to say, let's put aside.
Well, I can't put aside 340,000 children.
Labels. Let's put aside what happened in the past. There are still 1,000 children who are separated and waiting to be reunited. I'd like your commitment that you're going to continue the effort to reunite them with their parents.
Senator, keeping families together is critically important to me and to this country. I'm concerned about Lake and Riley's family, that they no longer have her. I'm concerned about the fact that we have people in this country that don't know where their children are, or people in other countries who sent their children here and they've been lost by this administration. So, yes, my focus will be to keep families together. We will uphold our law and we'll make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep our children safe from the trafficking and the drug epidemic that's hit this country.
The CBP app, as I mentioned, she said on day number one, that's going to get shut down, which is really, really good. And I probably should have played that next, but that's okay. Cut number seven.
Would pay seven. For this kind of concierge service for illegals, I think is outrageous. Will you end the use of the CBP One app?
Yes, Senator, if confirmed, and I have the opportunity to be secretary on day one, CBP One will be shut down. There's data and information in there that we will preserve so that we can ensure we know who's coming into this country and who's already here that we need to go find. But also we make sure that there's another program, CHNV, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, where our federal government actually paid to fly people into this country directly from other countries without any vetting or knowing who they are. So there's several of these programs that need to be eliminated, and we need to ensure that we're following legal immigration laws.
I'm glad you just mentioned CHNV. This is a mass parole program. Of course, as you know, our law allows parole in only very limited circumstances. There are two circumstances, and it requires case-by-case evaluation. The present administration, soon to be gone, has granted mass parole in direct defiance of the law, not case-by-case evaluation. The CHNV program is one of those instances. Will you put a stop to this abuse of our parole law and our asylum system?
Yes, we will go back to case-by-case evaluation of these parole cases and ensure that we have more resources, if you will partner with us, to make sure that our legal immigration system is fully utilized, that we have more judges, more immigration courts, so that we can process people legally and make sure that they are going through that process rather than like Joe Biden has done, use this as an excuse to allow people to come into our country with no consequences.
I should also add something to you as well. You know, I always say this, the Yoli Army is the smartest and funniest and most loyal audience in the history of talk radio. The history of talk radio. Bo from Levittown adding another thing very important, too, about Kristi Noem's qualifications. Kristi Noem is hot. So agree that that is also a very, very important aspect of the job, Bo, in Levittown. Thank you for weighing in on that. I appreciate that adding to the discussion. Literally, that's the entire email. Rich, plus Kristi Noem is hot. Enjoy the show, Bo from Levittown. So, you know, there's that. And, you know. So, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with him because everybody has their own opinion in life, you know. Does seem like she's had some work done, though, huh? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? I don't want to be petty here or anything, but those lips.
It looks good, though. I mean, most people get plastic surgery and they come out looking kind of weird, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever she got done, I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, you know who probably should get some work done is Richard Blumenthal and his brain. If there's brain surgery he can get done, that would be helpful.
He kind of looks like
a thing or not.
He kind of looks like he did have some work done. His face looks very plasticky to me.
It does, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, they injected her lips with something. I don't know what. It's like, I guess, is it silicone now? Is that what the thing is?
They're very, like, Kardashian-like.
Yeah, I guess that's a whole thing. I don't know, like, well, yeah, they're like duck lips, but, well, it's all the rage, I guess. So, who am I to say, you know? Bo thinks it's hot, so. Thank you, Bo, for adding to her qualifications.
Also, Pam Bondi looks great. We didn't mention that during the confirmation hearing the other day, did we?
No, Pam Bondi looks great. She's 60 years old. She looks like she's 40.
I
and
know. It's amazing.
I don't know if she's... I've been in person. I was with her at the Union League with our buddy Linda Kearns. I don't think Pam Bondi's had any work done. I think she's just ages like fine wine, just gracefully, you know?
Yeah, I legitimately thought she was like 41 or 42 yeah. or something. And then when I saw her age, I think I was reading the Wall Street Journal, I was shocked.
Oh, you men are so petty talking about women when they age. Men age so much better. Oh, yeah? Look at Rick Scott. The guy looks like Skeletor. Stop it.
Pete Hegseth. Also, if we're talking about just good-looking people, anybody better looking than Pete Hegseth? Probably not. Trump's got maybe the most attractive cabinet in the history of the United States.
Just going to let that hang out there for a little while.
What?
The fake girlfriend. Nothing. No, nothing. Nothing.
Pete Hegseth is a handsome guy. No one's going to deny that.
No, definitely. Does your fake girlfriend also find him to be very handsome?
I think everyone, speaking objectively, would say Pete Hegseth is a handsome, handsome guy.
So anyway, there's another...
Justin, back me up. Pete Hegseth, handsome guy, no?
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice looking guy. I don't know what you. Why are you putting me on the spot to defend you?
Here's an old saying: when you're in a hole, stop digging. DeSantis goes and asks Justin to hand him a shovel.
I stand by my statement.
Yes, he's a very, very dapper looking gentleman. No question about it. No doubt about it. Absolutely. Very handsome, handsome, handsome devil. Speaking of Justin, did the Justin cam go on Justin? There's a handsome guy for you right there. Am I right? Huh?
Many
Look at that. Justin, what do we got today? We rocking a hoodie today? What are we doing?
We got the long sleeve sweatshirt with green, of course, and with the Eagles beanie because, you know, it's always go birds, especially as we prepare to take on and beat the LA Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, you need a Zeoli Army beanie, by the way. You have one?
I do not have one.
Oh, we got to find you one because you could rock that in the studio since you're always wearing hats.
I would wear that every single day I'm here, I'll be honest with you. I'm always
All right,
on the
well,
lookout.
Let's get him one. Do we know anybody? I don't even think I have a friggin' Zeoli Army beanie, but I'm sure somebody does. We can get one for you. Looks good, though. Are we gonna beat the team that we're Sunday? That's what I said, Rams.
Yeah. Yes, very handedly. I think I was talking with DeSantis about it. Matt Stafford is 1-8 in games that are played below 45 degrees in his career, because, you know, he's played for Detroit, they play in a dome, and he's played in Southern California, so he hasn't really been exposed to the elements. So you take a SoCal team that is predominantly a warm weather team, and you send them to the 30 degree Philadelphia. It's supposed to snow on Sunday. It should, in theory.
By the way, look at Henry just standing outside the door waiting to come in. Look at that, creepy. It's like Bigfoot. Look at that. You see that? If you're watching on the YouTube stream, Henry Machette is just standing by the door like a serial killer, waiting to come into the studio, the producer's studio. Look at him, Justin. Is that terrifying or what?
It's
like a madman, like a lunatic, like a guy, like a lunatic in the asylum who just escaped for like a mental patient standing there. Okay, he's in the studio now. All right,
it's like a scene out of a Kubrick film.
Just standing there watching. Psycho killers, Qu'est-ce que fait? Does Henry want to jump on for a second? Henry, say hello. You want to jump on the mic and say hello to our buddy Henry Machette?
No? Yeah, Rich, what's going on?
What's up, Henry? You were just standing outside the door a slasher movie. You were waiting to kill Justin or something.
I wouldn't go that far. I just wanted to get in here to make a phone call or two, but... Geez, you call me a psycho killer out here?
I said you were. It was like you were a psycho killer, just standing there staring at Justin through the glass.
That's pretty much the same thing.
How are the Eagles going to do on Sunday against the Rams.
There you go. All right, you got the team.
Thank you.
I think they'll fare pretty well. It's gonna be a battle won in the trenches. The Rams defensive line's been playing really well, but as we all know, Eagles offensive line is the best in the league, top of the line stuff. So I expect them to give Saquon a lot of running room again, like they did when they played earlier this season.
So you agree with Justin that the Eagles are going to win?
Yeah, I do. I think it'll be a lot closer. Like, I never felt like the game was in doubt versus the Packers. I think there might be a time or two during the game where the Rams might make it a little close.
Now, do you agree with Matt DeSantis that Pete Hegseth is hot?
That is not how I phrased it. I did not. No, I did not say that. I said Pete Hegseth was a handsome man, and I stand by my declaration. I mean, if you look at Henry Knox, like look at the Secretary of War, Secretary of Defense. These are not handsome guys, generally speaking. Lloyd Austin, not a good-looking guy. No offense, Lloyd. Pete Hegseth, handsome guy.
So you're saying he's handsome comparatively for his position?
Well, I think. You know what? Even outside of politics, I would say Pete Hegseth is a handsome guy, but especially in the role of Secretary of Defense.
Okay. I'll say he's a good-looking Secretary of Defense. I'll leave it at
this
that.
This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Henry, I appreciate your support.
You're bailing him out for old time's sake, and that's very nice of you, but man, this is as awkward as the time he said, those are some good-looking camels. That was even less awkward than the time he did that.
Taken out of context.
Oh, my God. All right, Henry. Well, we'll let you get back to your phone calls. Thank you for popping in. It was good to see you and the mullet. Yeah, by the way, do you have a Zeoli Army beanie?
Do I have a beanie? No.
Yeah. No? All right.
I don't think I have anything Zeoli Army. We always give those out immediately at those remote broadcasts. So.
Yeah. By the way, Matt's fake girlfriend also thinks Pete Hegseth is hot, just for the record.
I haven't asked her yet.
A united front.
Yeah, it's a united front. So, anyway. Matt, what are your thoughts, by the way, on do you find Bobby Kennedy to be attractive?
No, Robert Kennedy, not
your type.
World's most handsome guy, if I'm being honest. Sorry if you're listening.
No, we want to know your type. That's all.
I'll tell you what. I'm skimming through these photos. These are pretty good-looking camels.
It was a beautiful camel contest. They were good-looking animals.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, help me. I think I'm in a coma. I really am. I'm in a coma. Yes.
They weren't your run-of-the-mill camels that you'd see at the zoo. These were pageant-level camels. I was just complimenting them.
So anyway, here's the... We got a mention here. Let's see. How about I mention Emmons Roofing? Why don't we do that? Because, listen, you and your fake girlfriend need a roof to share under a roof. And look at how – if you're going to drool over Pete Hegseth, you might as well do it in a nice, warm, comfortable house. Am I right? That's where Emmons Roofing and Siding comes in. And each and every one of my listeners, you can get a 10% off inflation relief discount with Emmons Roofing and Siding. That's 10% off windows, Anderson windows, doors, siding, roofing, and so much more. Emmons even has a bathroom remodeling division. That's right. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Excellent. They do great work. I'm really, really proud of our relationship. And they've helped us in two different homes. That's a great thing, too, because in our old home, they replaced the roof. We love the job they did that we also had them do the windows. In this house now, our new house, they've replaced skylights, put in a new kitchen door for us, a basement entry door, and more great work to come. Emmons is my go-to company. Matt and Stephanie are great friends, and their work is guaranteed, and they are trustworthy, honest people. I'll tell you something else, too, about Emmons, and that is that they are big fans of this show, big fans, and they love the support that you have and the trust that you put in them, and they're going to work to earn it from you. So 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners. Just reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.